All right, our next presenter is a longtime Mount Adams protection activist, a founder and conservation director of Friends of Mount Adams, and enjoys the salmon, and that's salmon burgers, at Celilo after hiking. I think that's probably most of the people in the room do that, right? You know, everyone's got a favorite place to go. That's what he likes to do after that. But put your hands together for Daryl Lloyd.
Thanks, Doug. Lost was a good word to introduce me that Scott mentioned. I wrote everything out because at my age, I don't remember anything anymore. And also, I am petrified of speaking without slides. I been avoiding it all my life, you know. No slide to cue. So, okay. Anyway, as some of you know, I love to bushwhack old growth forests and search for the biggest trees. I've been doing this with my twin brother Darvel for at least 10 years, and we found giant trees in ancient forests from the Olympics down to the redwoods. But tonight I want to talk about Lost Creek and what we believe is the largest known tree in the Columbia Gorge area. Well, I heard about this tree a few years ago from Scott Cook. And thanks, Scott. But he gave, approximate directions. So one day, Darvel and I set off cross-country into the steep Lost Creek Ravine. We crawled over rotten logs. We bushwhacked through Devil's Club. We mushed across a swamp and also scoped out 7-foot Doug firs. And we finally spotted the jolly fir across an open flat. There was no doubt. The massive trunk was exposed and its healthy crown rose above the other trees. I waited while Darvel thrashed on over to the base of the tree because I wanted to photograph it from the base to the top. I do this. I stitch these photos together. And with him for scale, you always have to have somebody for scale. Then we used 100-foot tape and we carefully measured the diameter. And it was over 8.5 feet. But I think I forgot this first paragraph that the second one is that this tree. This tree is located or rooted about 8 miles west of Willard in the Lost Creek drainage of the White Salmon River. It's in a remnant stand of old growth forest of about 100 acres in the Gifford-Pinchot National Forest. There are western red cedars there up to 9.5 feet thick at chest level. But by volume, did I already go through this? But by volume, the biggest tree is this magnificent Douglas fir that we call the Rust Jolly fir. Well, okay, so we measured it 8.5 feet. Later, we determined its height with an inclinometer to be about 245 feet tall. It's not as tall as some of them get, but it's up there. And the age of the fir could be about 500 years old. And that would be older than the first European settlement in America. Well, we continued to explore the Lost Creek Forest and discovered a dense grove of giant cedars. We also discovered a faint loop trail. And it turns out the trail was built and maintained by the late Russ Jolly, the author of the famous wildflower book of the gorge. And this was about 20 years ago. Russ fought and saved Lost Creek from a Forest Service timber sale with the help of Friends of the Columbia Gorge. He kept the woods and the largest tree a secret, a guarded secret, but he shared the area with close friends. And I think that's how Scott found out. Lost Creek is one of the very few functioning ancient forest ecosystems left in the gorge. Believe me, there's just a few remnants. They're hard to find. So it's rare. And in the silence of the place, it teems with life and complexity. Like Rust Jolly, I consider it a sacred area that must be protected. And there's evidence of some selective logging decades ago when a wildfire went through the area, maybe in the mid-1800s, but most of the big trees survived. Unfortunately, now here's where it gets serious. The Forest Service classifies Lost Creek as matrix. That's the word for timber harvest, logging any size trees, not just the small ones, but the big ones too. So now there's no plan to log it yet, but after Trump's victory in a Republican Congress, all bets are off. So today I form Friends of Lost Creek. And thank you. And I wrote an urgent email to the Gifford Pinchot National Forest botanist. I've worked with her before on this, urging protection as a botanical special interest area. She wrote right back, this is today, and agrees to push protection. Designation of this special botanical area before the end of the year. So I think we can convince the new district ranger, Emily Platt, but she needs to see it first. So hopefully next week we'll go out to show it to her. So with a few other key people, we're jumping on it, and it's time for action. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Daryl. I think we can all agree, whatever your politics are, that this is a place that needs to be protected. And, you know, Daryl, you and all the other conservationists, just another round of applause. Thank you so much.